in. I opened up and he came in. And I got born again of the Spirit of God. So, you know, you don't, if you, I would love to see you do it here. I would love for you to email us testimonies, you know, that you heard what the Lord said from the Word of God and you give your heart to Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says you're sealed then with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day we're redeemed from here, that we leave here and we have a new... The Bible says that all things pass away and behold, all things are new. And all things are of God. We're new, called new creations, you know. And then we walk a better life here. I can tell you by example. Go ahead, Beth. You kick it. I don't know if you've kicked it or not, but I was going to title it. If I was going to title what I'm going to preach, we'll get our projector. We got one on the way. That one's down, and so anyhow, we got one already on the way. Should be here soon. Our projector. And but if it would be believe to see God's goodness. And you know what, praise God, I don't care where you are. I mean, I'm not saying I don't care, but it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter if everything is wonderful to you, everything is going great for you, or you're having a everything ain't just, it don't really matter, or you are feel like there is no way things can change in your life. Things just look impossible. And she backed up what I'm preaching, praise God. She said, tomorrow, she said, I'm going to believe for God's goodness. She's going to believe to see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And that's what the psalmist David said in Psalms 27. He said, I would have fainted. I would have got disheartened. I would have quit. I would have given up lest I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And you know what? I've lived off of that scripture most of my Christian life because trials are on every side all the time. I mean, you know, your things are... God gives us seasons of rest, though, to where you're going through and all of your enemies are made to back off and all of the trials are not coming and hitting you and all of that, and God's giving you rest. There's places of rest in God. But at the same time, while we're in that place of rest, we believe for God's goodness. We believe for God to show up and show Himself real. I was thinking about Mr. Mack right here that stood at, you don't care if I tell on you, do you? He's not the same person now. He's a new creation. But he said in the line out here in between the project houses that one Saturday morning smoking crack. Meth. Yeah. Meth. It was meth. Smoking meth. And see, he didn't know that we're over here praying. He knows now because he's involved. He didn't know that we're over here praying and we're saying at 6 o'clock in the morning, God, use us as vessels, God. God, you use us as vessels, God. Let your anointing be on our life. Let the anointing be on the food, God. That anointing in the Bible is the yoke-breaking, burden-removing power of God. It's the help of God. He didn't know that we were praying that. He comes through and he didn't get saved that day, but he's saved today. And then you know what? He come on, I'd like to work there, but too many people know me. He felt like he couldn't be because people knew him, his old man, you know. But he's learned now. I mean, now he comes up and he says, I want to mow. I want people to see that I'm working for Jesus, mowing the churchyard. See what I'm saying? Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is we were believing to see God's goodness. We were believing to see people saved. We were believing to feed them, hallelujah, give them natural food. You know, we were believing to see the goodness of God. And you know what? I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, God, it's been a great sacrifice on my part to have that food ministry. I know you do. But see, it's my service to the Lord. See, our sacrifices will never outdo the blessing. All of our sacrifices, believing to see God's goodness. How many knows that really serving God takes sacrifice? It does take sacrifice. But the sacrifices that we make to the Lord, whether it's praying and fast, mowing the yard, giving out the food, going and taking time to get it, put it together, going through it this Friday, putting the sacrifice out there to the Lord. And the sacrifices, just look at Jesus' sacrifice. But God, I mean, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, Father, he said, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. Let this that I'm having to go. We can do that, and that's okay with God. But we need to have a heart like Jesus. His sacrifice brought us in. His sacrifice brought salvation to the world. See, his sacrifice was not as great as the blessing. And the Bible says that for the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured that cross. And you know what? For the joy that we get out of serving God, even though we have to sacrifice. But look at the miracles that's happening in people's lives. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know what? I said, I got to know God close enough till all of the people that are around me that's in need and dire need and dying and cancer and all that. I said, I've got to know God close enough to know, to tell them, if you will come to Jesus, if you will come to the Lord, he will move and he will do miracles in your life. I said, I've got to have that confidence that they believe it because I believe it. Their passion comes out of us when we're sacrificed. A lot of y'all sacrificed to get here. I told Monty if he wanted to be a real motorcycle driver, follow his wife. She rides in thunderstorms. James Spann's not giving a good report, and she's like, I'm going today. I'm riding my bike today. She rode it to work, rode it to church. I was just messing with Monty, you know. He's got to have it 89 degrees and get a tan while he's riding. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I was thinking about today, about the psalmist. You know, the scripture where it says that he would have fainted. See, a lot of times, y'all would have given up if y'all hadn't believed God. All of y'all been through in 3 or 4 or 5 years. I don't know. It went on a long time. You know, but you planted in the house of God. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of God will flourish in the courts of their God. He said those that are planted, hallelujah. Well, that's their sacrifice. That's my sacrifice. I was telling some folk today, I said, you know, I said, I don't have to pastor. I want to. I want to, you know, and we don't have to go to church, and we don't, but every sacrifice that we make to the Lord, sacrificing our time, our money, our gifts, our prayers, and all of that, the blessing of the Lord that comes on the body of Christ, richly of himself, I'm talking about the nature of God. Because without the nature and the joy of the Lord, things are no good to us. I mean, you know, things that we enjoy things because we enjoy God. He said he'll bless the works of our hands. And the Lord, he told me today, he said, the more you surrender your will to my will, the more that you will experience the life of Jesus. He said, and the more that you experience the life of Jesus, the more that you will enjoy the supply spiritually and physically and financially. He said, you will just increase more and more. He said, John 10:10, he said, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I was thinking about, you know, what I preached Sunday, you know, is in Psalm 75, I believe it's 6 and 7. It don't say that promotion comes from the Lord, but it says that promotion don't come from the east or the west or the south. And then in the next part of the verse, it says, I set kings and I move kings and I do. But what it means is that promotion comes from the Lord. Promoting us spiritually, promoting us in our jobs, promoting us in our health. How many knows we're supposed to be healthy people? We're supposed to walk in divine health, and that's why we have the favor of God. Give us the word of God. I mean, he just, out of his love, wrote it in there. He said, my word is medicine to all of your flesh. And he put it in there for us, and he says, don't be conformed to the world. They have to trust in the things of the world, and they have to put their trust in money and in the doctors and all of that. But if you put your trust in me through the word, see, I don't know how to trust God unless I got his word. The Bible tells me to lean not to with all my heart. Trust the Lord with all my heart, right? And he said, acknowledge him in all of his ways. He'll tell me what to do. He'll give me direction, hallelujah, and God's word does. But the more that we surrender our will to God's will, the more that we'll experience the Zoe life of God. You know, and I was thinking about the times that I've went through in life. I had open heart surgery, no insurance, and the hospital bill was $130,000, you know, and it took a little longer and all of that stuff. And then the doctors was like $15,000 or $16,000. And I had these thoughts. I had these thoughts in the ambulance. You know, I was thinking, oh my God, man, I've earned this. I mean, we're in pretty good shape now. And I mean, here, this is going to ruin us. This is going to ruin us. I mean, there's no telling how. So I grabbed hold of those thoughts. Don't the Bible tell you to cast them thoughts down? 2 Corinthians 10 over there. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's God's Word say? God's Word says no matter if you have had open hearts, I'll supply all of your needs. Right? The Apostle Paul said, but my God shall supply all of your needs. In Ephesians, the Bible declares that He is able to do greater than I can believe Him paying the hospital bill. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, greater than I can think or ask, according to what I let work in me. How many knows the more that I surrender my will to God's will, the more that works in me. The more that Zoe life of God works in me. The more the Holy Spirit is able to reveal who I am, what authority, and like Teresa was talking about, it's not just any word that you take hold of and lay hold of. It's what the Holy Spirit speaks to you. See, and the more that I surrender my will to God's will, in my marriage, in my finance, in everything, the more that I am tuned in to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is only going to give me God's will. Like Jesus, He told God, He said, Lord, not my will, but Your will be done. And the Lord spoke to me a long time ago and He said, I need your heart like Jesus. He said, I was able to exalt Jesus and give Him a name that's above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. He said, I need your will. He said, I need you to voluntarily surrender your will to my will. And I've been ever endeavoring to do it for 30 years. I'm not completely crucified. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm not where I want to be. But I thought about the Apostle Paul. He said that I might be found not in my righteousness, but in the righteousness that is through faith in Jesus Christ. And then he went on and he said, I'm going after that I have been apprehended of. And I believe he was talking about the road of Damascus experience. I believe when he had that conversion got born again on the road to Damascus, I believe that he hungered after that hadn't touched him. And so Paul, he said, and forgetting those things behind, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And I thought about this. I thought, you know, promotion comes from the Lord. You know, God promotes it kind of like the Lord. You know, he told me one time I was asking God, God, I want to be used. God, I want to be used. I believe if you're a Christian, you want God to use you. I just believe everybody. I might be wrong because I'm not everybody. But I believe there's a desire to be used of God when we're born again. And I believe he put his spirit in there that is longs for that in us. Hallelujah. And I'm telling God, I said, God, I want to be used. God, use me. God, use me. You know, and I'm on the front pew praying. And the Lord spoke to me and the Lord said, you first must learn to submit to authority before you can be in authority. You know, and I thought, I don't have a problem with authority. You know, I don't really, you know, and I don't have a, and then I started thinking about it. I thought, what is submission, you know? And so I started saying, I want to do this. And every Christian that I've ever seen that really got born again, started going to church, they started wanting to do something for the Lord. They just started, and I thought, that's the same thing that happened to me, you know. But God wants to promote, God's going to promote His followers. He's going to bring promotion. He's going to show His goodness. Well, the $130,000, when it was all said and done, I went through and filled out for help and all of that stuff like anybody would, I guess. And they denied me two or three times. You know, you make too much money. You make too much money. Denied me. And so I thought, okay, praise God, a good name is rather to be chosen. Well, I wasn't going to think like the world. You know, they're too high, blah, 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 blah. That's thinking like the world. I was thankful that the hospital was there. I was thankful that they did the surgery. I'm still here today, right? They helped me. They helped me. Well, anyhow, I thought, okay, I thought over a process of going through and trying to figure out how to save Mentresa and how to figure out how to get a divorce and put everything in her name and all of that stuff so that we don't lose what we believe God for. See how you figuring that out? See how you figuring it out? Nothing was working while I was figuring it out. And so anyways, Teresa, she says, you got to get an agreement with God. And I thought, how am I going to get an agreement with God? I can't pay that. We can't pay no extra every month. She said, I'm telling you, get in agreement with God. So I got in agreement with God. I said, okay, God, I'm going to pay that. I'm going to agree to pay, I think it was $500 a month. Yeah. I'm going to agree to pay $500 a month. I'm going to pay $500 on the doctor bills, which was $14,000-something, and I'm going to pay $500 on the hospital. And I thought to myself, I thought, I'll never get this paid for. And then that, my next thought is, nah, God's able to do abundantly above greater than I can think or ask, according to if I let Him or not. And so I went on, you know, and I called them up and got in agreement with God. When I was agreeing with them, I was agreeing with God. And so she comes back and she says, I don't know what happened, but I went and told my manager what you just said. And she said that if you would pay $300 today towards the hospital bill, that she would cancel the $130,000. I said, by gollies, I'll be right back. Let me get my debit card. Well, what I'm saying is the goodness of God. That was God's goodness. Came in, praise God. It's never convenient when you need to believe God. Have you ever noticed that? It's never a good time. Never a good time when your battery goes out. Never a good time when you get pulled over for a bub out and five cops gets you like you just left church. It makes you look bad. All of that is never a good time. But I'm telling you, it's always a good time to believe to see God's goodness. Just like somebody said, you know, it might have been your own making. It might have been your, that was, it was you, you know, I mean, whatever. But even if it is or even if it ain't, you don't make any difference. Paul says, forgetting those things behind and press forward. Press toward the mark of the high calling of God. Hallelujah. And because we live in this natural flesh body, it wants to demand us to do what it wants us to do. It wants us to choose to try to take care of ourselves when our source is the Lord, right? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our source, hallelujah. But the more that we surrender, I mean, that debt was paid off. And she said, so could you pay the $500 on the other? I said, absolutely. And I'm telling you, I was saying it by faith. I didn't see how it could come in extra or nothing. I didn't know, you know. But I was going to get in agreement and believe that God would back me up. See, you believe in God's going to back you up. I'm believing with you. I'm believing to see signs, wonders, and miracles. He said, the Bible says that when they ministered the word of God, that God was working with them, showing signs, wonders, and miracles. And so the Bible says in Psalms 26:3, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me how many days? All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what the psalmist David says. I just pulled that one scripture out of it. But you know what the first verse said? He said, the Lord's my leader. The Lord's my shepherd. The Lord's my guide. He said, I shall not want. One translation says, I shall not lack. I told God one time, I said, hey, God. I said, look at this. I said, it says, I shall not lack. I need you to fulfill that, please. I've got bills out of my mailbox before, home, church, business. And I've told the Lord, you got mail, Lord. You got bills here, Lord. How many knows if we give our heart to Him? How many knows He said He'd take care of us? Didn't He say He'd take care of us? He said He would, didn't He? Yes. Pray God, He's not a liar. He's never lied. That's how come everybody keeps trusting in Him. He always says what He says and does what He says. So we come, we go to Him time and time and time again. But I'm telling you, in the rest of this, I'm telling you, God is setting it up from the White House to mine and your house. I'm telling you, He stepped in this year. He started stepping in. We believed and we fasted and God spoke to me and I brought it here in October. He said the church has been divided and the United States is divided. He said, but I'm bringing, He said, I'm going to bring unity. I'm going to bring it together. Now, you're always going to have them naysayers and all of that stuff. And God's people stood up and fasted and prayed and God moved in and God is bringing prosperity to this nation. He's got more people in the White House and surrounding the White House that are prayers and fasters and seekers of the kingdom of God than I've ever seen in my whole life. I told God one time, I mean, it's like I'm just caught up in my own little world and I felt like my head was stuck in a fog blanket, you know, and I went to God, you know, because it seemed like everybody was excited and it's just like I was sitting numb. And so I told God, I said, God, help me. I said, I feel like my head's in a fog here. It's like I can't see clearly, you know, with my eyes, things and all of that stuff. I said, God, help me. Help me. Help me that things are clear. How many knows the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. And before you know it, things were just cleared up for me. Praise God. Psalms 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad. Shout for joy and be glad. He says, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. And I got there when I was reading that. And the Lord said, I want you to tell them to make me bigger than their court problems. Make me bigger than their financial issues. Make me bigger. Make me bigger than your desires, your shop, your house, your make me bigger. Magnify me. Magnify the Lord. He said, let them magnify the Lord, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. And I sat back and I say, God, I mean, I looked down the road just in my business in the last year or two. And I remember a time when God, I was wondering if Travis and all of us is even going to make it, Johnny. And God speaking, I'm seeking the Lord and I'm fasting. How many knows when you inquire of the Lord, He'll give you direction. You're acknowledging Him. And God spoke to me and God said, I'll do it again. He said, I'll do it again. And when He said that, I knew what He was talking about. Praise God. I could see myself sitting in that little pallet built room back there when this wasn't even considered being a church, and the garage door of my business was in there, praise God, and I'm on that desk before everybody gets there and I'm saying, which way do we go? What do we do, God? Lord, You said acknowledge You and You would direct me and all of that, acknowledging God and begin to tell me little bitty things here and there what to do, and brought that business up to over $300,000 in the early 90s in less than 3 years. And when He spoke that to me, He said, I'll do it again. And then I thought, I don't know if I want Him to do it again. And I thought, I had to think that over. Because the Bible says for me to ponder the path of my feet, so my ways are established. How many knows God wants you like Him? He wants you to be dependable. I mean, He wants people to say, I know exactly what month He's going to do. Really, he wants people to say he gonna believe God. Monty's gonna believe God. He might be going through something through the hallway, but he gonna believe God. We gotta watch. We got little ones in here. I wanted to say it, but praise God, hallelujah. Well, you know how we get like Him. Hang out with Him. I mean, hang out with Him. And then whatever he does in situation, I seen him put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. I seen it in there. One in there like unto the Son of Man. He showed up and delivered them, right? Them people wouldn't bow down. See, the Bible says, while we look not at the things that are seen. That's one of the problems sometimes that we have if we're not careful. We're like the children of Israel. We begin to look at the heat. We begin to look at what we ain't got. We begin to look. That's why we need to do that song every now and then. I just want to take a little time right now and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Hallelujah. I'm sitting on my back porch and I feel like, you know, I'm ready to go on and be with the Lord. This has been several years ago and I'm sitting there, you know, and the Lord said, dream. I said, I don't want to dream, Lord. I just don't want to dream, Lord. I don't want to dream. He said, just dream. What he was telling me, Monty, I can't do nothing for you sitting there. I need you to believe me. I need you to expect me. I need you to rise. I need you to rise up so I can empower what you're believing. And so I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, I want you to do it again. I want you to do it again. I believe you're going to do it again. Hallelujah. And I praise God today. Had I not done that, I don't owe nobody anything today. And some people say, they want to get up. Don't get upset with that. Say, glory to God, I'm going to follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Ain't that what Paul said? Follow after do the things that those that you see before you are inheriting the promises. I've seen God send the Holy Spirit out over the face of the earth in Genesis. He said, light be. He didn't like darkness. I've seen him create man in his own image and likeness. Hallelujah. I've seen him on down there tell him to take dominion. I want you to subdue the earth, replenish the earth, grow me some people. Then I saw him go on down and I saw people that loved God all the way from the Old Testament to the New Testament that wouldn't bow to Nebuchadnezzar, that wouldn't bow to the music, wouldn't bow, and it brought deliverance. You know what? I believe that they were believing to see the goodness of God in the lion's den. I believe that Daniel believed that God would deliver him. I believe that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego believed that God would deliver him. And I thought about this. I thought about when the Apostle Paul, he's on a journey, and the Holy Spirit had went to him and told him, everywhere you go, you're going to be in locks. I couldn't have took that if God told me that in 94 and I got saved. You're going to prison. You're going to be snake bit. You're going to be stoned like Stephen them. I believe I said, I'm not going to church. Shoot, no, man. I don't believe if God had showed me some of the things that I was going to have to believe him through with ministry and marriage and church, I don't believe I'd have stuck with him. I believe that he just showed me little bits here and empowered me here. And I was thinking about that. I thought, I'm only 58. Some people say I'm 58. I'm already 58. You know, But I think to myself, I had an anointing when I was in my 20s. I had an anointing when I was in my 30s. I had it in my 40s. I had it in my 50s. You know, and I'm going to have it in my 60s. I saw Caleb and Joshua in the Bible in their 70s and 80s inherit the promises. I saw Moses' eyes never got dim. Hallelujah. I saw him through the wilderness, brought them out through the wilderness, and their shoes and clothes didn't wear out. Hallelujah. I saw him rain manna. See, this is how we know God is faithful. So we believe to see. Don't give up on your healing. Don't give up on your healing. Don't settle in your 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s for like the world. Well, it's just the way it is. And I mean, they told me I had arthritis is what's wrong with my neck and stuff. So I come out and I said, thank you, Lord, for that doctor. He gave me a name now. He gave me a name that at the name of Jesus, it has to get off of me. And I laid my hands on myself. Don't the Bible say for us believers to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, right? Well, the Lord told me in an offering one time, he said, why don't you give in the offering? I said, it's going to me, Lord. He said, it's an offering. Right? So every offering that's took up for me, I see what the Lord wants me to give and I give it. I've had mine stole before. Didn't even get what I put in it. Well, don't you think if he would tell you, put an offering. It's an offering. It's an offering to the Lord, right? It ain't, you know, we don't give our finances to men. The Bible says we give our offerings to the Lord. And Bible says, Jesus said that He receives our offerings. Don't give up on your healing. Stand on the Word of God. Ask the Lord, are there anything you need to do? I went to the doctor the other day with my sinuses, facing it 2 years, nauseated every day. I don't come here whining to y'all. I'm standing on God's Word. I'm believing for God to bring me out. Right? However He wants to do it, I'm believing to bring come out of it. I don't care if it takes 10 years. It took me 10 years to get my house. And now me and the bank don't own it, I own it. I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't quit dreaming. I wouldn't give up on my dreams. Hallelujah. I wouldn't give up on my home. I wouldn't give up on my business. Now I make more in my business right now than I ever have in 30 years. I'm not bragging to you. I'm telling you, Jesus is doing it all. He's doing it all. Hallelujah. Don't give up on your healing. You got ailments in your body. Press God, press into the Lord and say, I'm not going to settle for this, Lord. I'm not going to settle for this. I go in your strength. I go in your power. Your word says, 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I told a guy he's going to church here one time, and I'm preaching a lot on healing at that time. And I'm such afflicted that I have to have medicine to preach here. 15 minutes before I get here, I took some Afrin and different things, Tylenol stuff. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, heal me and not and preach it easier. He said, what has that got to do with it? He said, my word don't change because of your circumstances. He said, you preach my word, hallelujah. And so I began to preach the word of God, hallelujah, and God moved on my sinuses, moved on my sinuses and different things. But I was saying, you know, when you take your medicine, don't throw down your medicine by faith. That's not God. Just believe God when you take your medicine. When you go back to the doctor and they run all those tests and all that stuff, the doctor's going to start to tell you, well, I don't believe you need this anymore, and I don't believe you need this anymore, and I don't believe you need this anymore. And that dude was on 10 or 11 different kinds of medicine, and when he left this church, I think he had 2 or 3. Started preaching on God. God will supply all of your needs. He started believing God and sowing a few seeds here and there. And people was bringing and putting groceries on his porch. All he was doing was hearing the word and acting on it. Hearing the word of God and acting on it. You know, Deuteronomy 28 over there, it says that if we'll hearken, he told him, he said, if you'll hearken to the voice of the word of the Lord and to do all that I command you. And I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, I said, you had a lot for them to do in there. I mean, they did had to make sacrifices and do different things and all of that. He said, all I want you to do is what I'm speaking to you to do. Then you're obeying what I'm commanding you. Then he said, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. What does that mean? That don't mean you got to have 5 jobs. But believe to see God's goodness. And God said to tell you this. He said, and suddenly, he said, you ain't been seeing nothing happen. He said, but all of a sudden, your marriage is going to begin to get better. All of a sudden, your body, your health is going to begin to get better. He said, all of a sudden, things are going to turn around because you are expecting to see my goodness. I'm believing tomorrow. That all of a sudden, things are going to turn around. Hallelujah. A preacher told me one time, he said, how can you say that? What if it don't work? I said, that's not my problem. I said, I can't make nothing work. I just tell people what Jesus said he'd do, and that's up to him. If he wants to look bad, that's up to him. Right? It says for us to preach the gospel, right? So suddenly, financial breakthroughs. God said, because you're believing me, because you're expecting me, praise God, he said to tell you that all of a sudden financial breakthroughs are going to start coming to you. That's what happened to me with the hospital bill. That's what happened to me 3 months behind. When I went through, I wasted a month or three on, you know, trying to figure out. I wasted some time, and I was actually limiting God. Like it says in Psalm 78, I was limiting God. The last time I got out of bankruptcy, the guy said, you've got no choice. And I got up and I walked out on the parking lot, and I told God, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been trying to figure this out in myself, God. I've been trying to figure out how I can keep my house and my wife, we won't be on the streets. And I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Your word says, why do I turn back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world? And I told God, I said, from here out, God, I place it in your hands like I've been preaching to everybody to do for all of these years. I'm going to roll it over on you, God. And your word says, that Jesus said, I would not lose anything, but I will gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. And Lord, I just rest in that. I rest in that, hallelujah. And you know what, praise God, that lawyer, he said, you ain't got no choice. I said, I told you, I got a choice. I said, and if I need you, I'll call you. And I walked out of there, praise God, and I never did have to do it. Hey, in the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. And you know what, I thought to myself, I could have given in. I could have got us in a mess. I could have really got us in a big mess, you know, had I not just changed my thoughts. Just changed my thoughts. God's able to do it, but I preach it here. But see, it's a little different for us to sit here and hear it and read it in our Bible, then go let the Goliath get out in front of us. Then go let the enemy come in like a flood. You know, it's a little bit different when you're out there. That's when you got to pull out the sword of the Spirit and you got to say, I'm going to take the shield of faith and I'm going to quench this that I'm going to lose. I'm going to quench this that I won't never be healed. Hallelujah. Suddenly your marriage gets better. Mine's got better many times. Teresa, she knows she had to have Jesus to help me a lot. I'll turn it on me. She's sweet. Suddenly, promotions begin to take place. Promotions on your job. Promotions. I'm believing for bigger and bigger in my business. Why not? Why not? Why not believe for more? Why not? Why not lay hold of all the promises of God? Why not? Well, I can help build the church. I can help buy more Bibles. I can give bigger chunks in here, you know, into the kingdom of God. I can help people pay their houses off. I can buy people cars. Why not? Why not believe for more than what you need? See, when you're down there and you're broke and you can't see what I'm saying, you can't put you in that picture and say, God, that is me. God, that's me. What He's saying, that's me. I'm going to be a major blessing, God. Start proclaiming it. It's God's. You heard it just now. It says it pleases Him. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Suddenly, relationships begin to get better. I'm speaking prophetically. Suddenly, your business begins to increase. Suddenly, you begin to get promotions. But you know what? I've seen many people quit, Christians, quit right before they really got their breakthroughs. I mean, it just seemed like the devil just bombarded them. You know, if you don't spend time talking with the devil, I mean, he leaves. You're resisting him. The Bible says for me and you to resist him and he'll flee. I quit listening to him when he says, you're not anointed. Liar, Bible says the Spirit of the Lord's on me. Jesus came in me, prayed God. You liar. You know, well, see, ain't nothing happening. I ain't looking while we look not at the things that are seen. I'm not looking at that. I leave those services and I release my faith and I don't care how I feel and I say, God, you've done what you've done. Hallelujah. And I praise you for it. Your word will not return void. You did something on the inside of me and prayed God and everybody else. Hallelujah. Release my faith and go get ready for the next one. Praise God. Because I believe for the suddenlies. All of a sudden, the family gets saved. All of a sudden, a man gets born again. He's mowing the yard today. now he's after he wants his sister's name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah. That's right. Well, the Bible says a soul winner's wise. I mean, he's wanting to win his sister over. And now he's like, I ain't had a life, and we ain't going through all this. It was terrible. Ain't had a life, and now he feels like he's got the best life ever. It's like Aiden Sunday. He said, Papa, out there, and he's eating strawberries. And y'all had that women's thing. This is the best day ever, Papa. I said, yeah, why is that? It's Women's Day. He gets to go home with Papa. They want to go shopping and all that down here, dragging me out after church. I rest after church. I mean, they're dragging me down here to Family Dollar and Dollar Tree and all of that. They need to go shopping. And then I said, who come up with that? And Aubrey's,
Aiden did. He said it at church.
And I said, well, listen, I'm taking a nap. Y'all wake me up in 30 minutes. And he says, Papa, what's the hand? What's the big hand and the little hand got to be on? And I said, well, the little hand's going to be on that too. It was nearly there. I said, and the big one's going to be on the six down there. Hallelujah. Boy, the 2:30, wake me up, Papa. I said, give me just a few minutes. And I laid there, and he went over to Aubrey, and he said, Papa said, give him about 4 minutes. I thought, praise God, I got to get up. Why? They was expecting some goodness out of Papa. And they was called waking him up, praise the Lord. How many knows when you cry out to the Lord? How many knows he hears you? His ears are open to the cry of the righteous, hallelujah. And it gave me pleasure to take those kids down there and tell them, just go through there and get what you want. Just get what you want. Some people say that's spoiling them. No, it's the desire of my heart to bless them. It's the desire of God's heart to bless and promote, and He's going to. So I want to encourage you, believe to see God's goodness. Even if things are good, He said He'll bless those both small and great, right? Well, you just believe to be blessed more. You're a millionaire, believe for more. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise You and we thank You, Father. We thank You for Your goodness, God. And